In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Charles Allen, Program Director of the Texas Boll Weevil Eradication Program. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Its actual starting date was 1999, but the first 2 years of the pink bollworm program were trapping only to try to figure out where this thing was, how bad it was in certain areas, so we kind of figure out how to use those different control technologies that I talked about. So the actual control component began in 2001, and so our progress has been just stair-step down year by year since then.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The program uses BT cotton. It uses pheromone mating disruption, which we actually use the sex attractants for the female pink bollworm puts out to attract males against them, because we put that out all over the fields and confuse the males. They don't find the females, there's no mating and no worms. So we use that technology. We use a little bit of chemical, and we use BT cotton. BT cotton is a very important component, and then we use sterile moss. That's a lot of layers of control, and some of those are field specific, like the pheromone and the insecticide, BT cotton. Those are field specific technologies, and you lay over that sterile moss. Our goal is to get at least 60 sterile moths out in the environment for every native or wild type moth that's out there. And if we can do that, then those populations start really going down. And so it's a multiple tactic program. It takes a lot of work to get it done, but it's working really well. We're real pleased, and our growers are real pleased with it.
This is Cut 3, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
New Mexico initiated a pink bollworm program in their south central New Mexico, the Las Cruces area. And Mexico, the state of Chihuahua, went in. That's a big state with a lot of cotton in it. That's probably their biggest cotton state. So they went in. And then since that time, Arizona's come in kind of incrementally across their state. They've taken on chunks of cotton, and everything is moving from the east to the west. And the plan is to involve all of Arizona and all of Southern California